On a trip to Juneau late last month, Mayor Mark Jensen met with the Department of Transportation's State Ports and Harbor Engineer, Mike Lukshin. The two met on the status of three state-owned docks in the Petersburg Borough. The docks are at Papke's Landing, Kuprinoff, and Entrance Island in Hobart Bay. Jensen told the Borough Assembly this week he expects the state to offer the dock facilities to Petersburg along with some money.
It sounds like it's going to be type of a deal where they offer all three to us to take them, and there will be some kind of a dollar value, dollar amount that comes with them. And he didn't say, you know what, but we will be getting a letter from him. He's thinking about waiting till after the decision is made on our northern boundary of our borough, and we'll go from there.
That dock in Hobart Bay would be impacted by the appeal of Petersburg's northern borough boundary. A Superior Court judge has ruled in favor of Petersburg in that case. However, that ruling could still be appealed. The floats at Papke's and at Kuprinoff were built in 1961, while the Entrance Island float was built in 1956. The state has done some repair and maintenance work on the facilities in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Assemblymember John Haverlick wanted to find out more about the condition of the three docks.
Would I like to see, if possible, if we could get some just ballpark figure of what those, I know Papke's is in horrible shape, you know, what those might cost to get into at least a safe condition. And you know, I don't know on the what the condition of the other two are, but it would be nice to know before they said, you know, we'd like to give you those and we'll give you so much money for it, if that money would even come close to the repairs that are needed.
The city of Kuprinoff has expressed past interest in taking over the dock in that community, while Petersburg officials have discussed a purchase or transfer of the lands, the boat ramp, and the dock at Papke's Landing. That one's about 10 miles south of town. DOT has been trying to transfer its state-owned facilities to local governments, and it did so with Petersburg's North Harbor in 2005. That was after negotiating a payment to the old city of Petersburg for replacing the old docks and floats. Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen noted the difficulty in securing enough funding for North Harbor during that process, and she said the DOT has mentioned some dollar amounts for the more remote docks.
I know that all of our discussion back and forth with DOT is we'll never probably enter into that kind of an agreement again. That was just really pretty unfair to the borough or to the city at the time. So he's been talking a little bit more reasonable numbers, and the numbers that he's thrown at me is right around $1 million perhaps for each facility. So if you were to take that and then go through the municipal harbor grant, which they would all be eligible for, you could increase that to, you know, $2 million.
Petersburg's assembly took no action on that dock issue. In other business, borough manager Steve Giesbrecht gave an update on plans to repair the wooden Rasmus Enge Bridge on Singley Alley. He said work is scheduled to start up this month.
The tentative plan for the project is for Public Works to start on the bridge in mid-March. Kind of weather dependent, it'll take approximately 2 months to complete. Again, this is some of the stringers will be replaced and all of the decking to try to get some more life out of that bridge.
Giesbrecht said the state DOT has derated that bridge until the work is complete, allowing a maximum weight limit of 3 tons per axle. That's 12,000 pounds for cars and trucks, or 18,000 pounds for a tandem rear axle truck. The assembly also approved the third and final reading of revised borough ordinances on elections and criminal code. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.